This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles beat the Rays last night 6-0. They're back in action against those same Tampa Bay Rays tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon's the last home game of this season. But Baltimore Baseball Night's coming up at 5:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan Live from Pickles. It's Bob Haney and our next guest. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew. Joining us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm curious about something because you're in a position to answer this unlike us. When you're playing out the string and you know you're not going to the playoffs, how difficult is it to stay motivated for these last couple weeks of games?
Oh, it sucks. It sucks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's hard to stay motivated. You got to keep reminding yourself to be a pro. And really, that's what it comes down to. Because, you know, this last month just must have been so miserable for this team. Even though they played very well, they found, you know, a way to kind of get themselves going and find something to actually play for, which I think a lot of these guys are really trying to play for a spot on the team next year's roster. So digging deep, that's really what ultimately it comes down to. But it is the hardest mental challenge to think, oh, my God, I've still got, you know, a month to play. I've still got a week to play. You know, so many innings. So you really do. You start counting it down when you're out of it early.
Bordy, Tony Mantolino has had some interesting comments in his post-game presser, kind of alluding to the fact, talking about next year and the future. Could you see Mantolino getting this job? And if he does, what message does that send to the fan base?
Well, I don't know what kind of message it would send. It would be interesting if he did. I think he's got a shot because he got an MVP vote or most valuable Oriole.
Yeah. How about that?
Definitely got a shot. But
I would have voted for you
hunch,
over him.
By the way, who voted for that? I got a hunch.
I think he's done a pretty good job, and I think he's spoken well, and the players speak well of him, especially here down the stretch. He's had some success, so it really wouldn't surprise me, because you got to find some suitors that are willing to, you know, follow suit and go pull the right way and you know, do a lot of things. So it wouldn't surprise me, really, if they did stay in-house and keep Mantolino. As a matter of fact, last week I kind of supported that.
I'm of the mindset now, Bordy, watching this team struggle to score runs consistently for as long as they have, that they can't just next year think that, okay, Basayo at first base from the left side and Mayo at first base from the right side. We'll be fine there. And we'll get 130 out of Westy. So the left side of our infield, there's heavy production there. And we can just play Kowser every day in center field and he'll figure it out, right? With Beavers. And then you've got the platoon of O'Neill and Jackson and think they'll be okay. I think they need someone out of the first base spot who's going to hit like a proven major league first baseman because they need that production and protection for Gunner in the lineup. And I think they need a proven outfield bat who can at least give them what Laureano gave them last year. Am I crazy?
Not at all. If they're serious about winning. And if they're not, and if they want to, you know, just say, we got to go with the young guys because that's what we have, and put their hopes on, you know, Mayo, who's having a really good month.
Yeah.
I mean, he's having a nice month. Is it enough to convince, you know, the manager, the general manager, Mike Elias, that, you know, he's going to be a guy you can trust at first base for 162 games next year? Doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy. I know that. And the same with Basayo. Just, you know, a lot of young guys, too many young guys. Absolutely. I think they need to go out and get a group of really good veteran players. Veteran, like you said, veteran outfielder, veteran infielder, those veteran bats, you know, that are used to the pressure situations, find that consistency. We saw who the better players were this year. You mentioned it, Laureano and O'Hearn were our best offensive players. You need those kind of veteran bats. And we've said this time and time again. You need veteran bats and young arms.
Yeah.
The Orioles kind of had it reversed for a little while.
We're talking to Mike Bordy. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's talk about a positive. Trevor Rogers, you mentioned Manzolino got a vote for MBO. Trevor Rogers ran away with the MBO. And just the season, it's frankly unbelievable. A guy that wasn't on the opening day roster, they brought him up for a start and then sent him back down. And now he's here, and quite frankly, he's pitched like an ace this season.
Oh, no doubt about it. It has really been an amazing baseball story. How he's turned his career, literally his career, around. Because at the end of last year, everybody was like, what a bust, trade. And then, you know, the fact that he got off to a slow start, he was hurt, he was in the minor leagues. And of course, the guys with the Marlins were doing a great job. Everything was just looking terrible. And all he did is silence every critic. I mean, my gosh, he's going to get Cy Young votes. This was as impressive a turnaround as I think I've seen in the game, to lock into that much consistency for so long and just seem so unflappable. What an incredible mindset he had. And now the question is, can he do it again next year? At least, you know, find some consistency to be one of those guys, those arms you can trust. I say yes, put a check mark by his name. I love the fact that Kramer's another horse. We're talking about Bradish coming back. Well, so the arms, there are a lot of promising things, right, in my opinion, to look forward to for next season. We just had to endure one of the hardest, most confusing, injury-riddled, organization-tested years that we've ever gone through. So let's shake it off and hope for a good off season, because I think there are some positives to take, and Trevor Rogers is definitely the king of that.
Well, something new for next season, Bordy, the ABS challenge system.
Yeah, all sucky sucky now. Been waiting
it
for this.
It is coming. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was only a matter of time, you know. They put a lot of time into it, I think, in the minor leagues, tried to get it as good as they possibly could. I don't mind it, because I think it's just another way to bring a situation into a kind of a lifeless game that's full of strikeouts and home runs. And, you know, more situational baseball, the better. And if this is how we get it in the 10th inning or pitch challenges, then so be it. It's just another, you know, situation that managers now have to figure out how to work when it's important in a game. They got to start looking at a scoreboard finally. So I don't mind it, and as long as the umpires are on board with it, because I think that'll challenge them to be even better, it could be a really good thing. I think it's entertaining to a point, too, and I think, you know, we're going to be sitting there watching the games thinking, oh, you got to challenge that, but strategically, does it make sense? So it could be pretty interesting.
Bordy, who you got anybody you're going to be rooting for in the postseason? Like, I've kind of adopted the Brew Crew. They've made me a lot of money this spring and summer. My guy, yeah, Quinny, yeah. P, Quinn Priester, on the mound tonight. 19 straight money line wins for the Brewers in his last 19 starts. I'm just saying. I like them. I like the way they play. They're old school. They're small market. Do you have any rooting interest in the postseason? Are you pulling for anybody?
You know, I love your call on the Brewers. I cannot believe, and I'm so excited for the Indians. I mean, my gosh, what they've done over there in the
it's
Central.
Crazy.
But of course, they'll play two and barbecue like most of those teams in the Central do anyway.
Yeah.
But I think.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dodgers are getting healthy again. You know, when they started the season, I thought they were going to be undefeated, the first major league undefeated team in history. And then, of course, you know, we talk about the Orioles being bitten. Yeah, the Dodgers went out and have an incredible roster of players, and they all got hurt. So they had to find a way to keep it together. And for a long time, like many teams this year, they weren't a good team. But they're getting healthy, and it seems like potentially at the right time, the Dodgers could be back there again. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun postseason. If it's anything like the regular season, we'll be scratching our heads again because, wow, what a roller coaster ride all year has been in Major League Baseball, especially for an Orioles fan. Crazy stuff.
Mike Bordick, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. By the way, the Guardians have won 9 of their last 10, while the Tigers have lost
9 of 11.
Yeah.
So, and like, the other guys have lost 10 of them.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
The Guardians are 35-14 in the division. There you go. That's the difference.
By the way, I'm curious. Beltway Ben, are you buying the Brewers?
Oh, God.
Why
are you poking the bear? Now he's awake.
If he was
dozing back behind that glass before, he's awake now.
I'm just curious.
His favorite punching bags.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I call it how I see it. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a fraudulent team. We'll see it in the playoffs.
They'll still show the real hand. On the other side. They're going to win at least one series.
Just wait.
They're going to win at least one series.
Now we're backtracking. For a while, he's saying, oh, they're going to win the World Series. This and that.
I had them to win 100 games. Yeah. I had them to win the division.
And then you told me there's no one else. There's no one else in the NL. They're going to go to the World Series.
You could fade them.
I will.
You could fade them.
I absolutely will.
I think
he
already has.
He's on the Cubs. That's why he's salty about all this.
No, I'm not salty.
You got brainwashed by their fast start.
What? Don't talk about being brainwashed over there. You jump on a million different things.
I'm brainwashed by a million different things.
Man. That sounds about right. Thank you, Billy.
No, he's trying to say I jumped on a quick start. That's not what happened at all.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Best team in baseball, and they'll hold off the Phillies.
Yeah, no, Phillies are.
And they'll have home field.
Yeah,
and they'll have my guys, D.L. Hall, Tobias Myers in the bullpen.
Yeah, Tobias Myers last night.
Yeah, threw him in the jump,
dude, and he got shelled.
Tobias Myers been on four teams since
Quinn P. and Tobias Myers. You can't lose. And Freddie P.
Yeah,
can't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, they Pancake lose
every,
Pat?
Only every playoffs they lose, and then I guess they just don't do it.
This year's different.
It must be.
Yeah.
I want to hear Ben and Jason.
Watch the show.
Watch the show.
Noon every day at WannaBet with us. YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs.
And according to him, I'm just jumping on every early start, but he doesn't at all.
I didn't say that.
Hey, coming up next, we're jumping on this ABS Spotify challenge system, and now Major League Baseball has
jump
as well.
On that.
What do we think about the fact that the ABS system is now here for baseball next season?
We love it.
We'll tell you next.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.